Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and it is my privilege to do so. Today we are finishing up the book of Nehemiah. It's been a great ride. This is Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 16 through 31 in the web version, the world, hard to say that, World English Bible. It says this: "Some men of Tyre also lived there, who brought in fish and all kinds of wares and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, 'What evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Didn't your fathers do this, and didn't our God bring all this evil on us and on to the city? Yet you bring more wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath.' It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut, and I commanded that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. I set some of my servants over the gate so that no burden should be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds of wares camped outside of Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said to them, 'Why do you stay around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you.' From that time on, they didn't come on the Sabbath. I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me for this also, my God, and spare me according to the greatness of your loving kindness. In those days, I also saw the Jews who had married women of Ashdod, of Ammon, and Moab, and their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. I contended with them and cursed them and struck certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by God, 'You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or for yourselves.' Didn't Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations, there was no king like him. And he was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, foreign women caused even him to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do this great evil, to trespass against our God in marrying foreign women? One of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib the priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore, I chased him from me. Remember them, my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus, I cleansed them from all foreigners and appointed duties for the priests and for the Levites, everyone in his work, and for the wood offering at times appointed and for the first fruits. Remember me, my God, for good." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, first we just echo Nehemiah's prayer. Remember us, remember us, remember us. Help us to know that you see us and you know us and that you do remember us. You are taking note of us, just like Hagar said in the wilderness, that you are the God who sees, El Roy. And you're also, she named her son after the fact that you hear. And so you are the God that hears and sees us. And so we just ask you to hear and see us today. Lord, thank you again for this reminder about the Sabbath and how important it is to take time out every week to meditate on your goodness and to talk to you and to be rejuvenated. And for me, it means to be off screens and to be out in the wilderness, so to speak, which really is just in my suburban neighborhood, but wilderness nonetheless, to experience your presence. I just want to be like you, Jesus, who when you walked the earth, you went into a lonely place and you prayed. And Lord, that's really my heart. Even as I started today and I felt like it was just kind of a rough start of a day, Lord, you were still with me. And I'm so, so grateful for that. Lord, teach us to have the rhythms of you, the rhythms of working hard and being industrious. And would you be with us in our jobs? Would you, for those who are unemployed today, I pray that you would bring employment. And for those who are employed but frustrated, I pray you'd bring them joy in their work, that they would do their work heartily for you rather than for their boss, that they would ultimately understand that you are the supreme boss and that we are working for you. Help us to find joy in what our hands work at, but also help us to find rest and choose rest and to take time away every week to really be thinking about nothing sometimes, or thinking about you and just resting our minds and our eyes and our hearts and our emotions from a busy week. Lord, we want to honor you with, even with our schedules, Lord, we want to honor you with how we live our days, because how we live our days shows how we have allegiance and worship of you. And so we choose to ask you today to order our days and to give us the strength that we need for every single day, particularly today. I know, Lord, I need it so much. Thank you, Jesus, for answering that prayer. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Doris Swift. She's of the Fierce Calling podcast. And so it's really fun for me to be able to talk about another podcast because I know you who listen to Pray Every Day are podcast listeners, right? So if you're looking for something, this one is particularly for women. And if you're looking for something to be encouraging and really for those of you who are kind of working through your calling and wanting to hear inspirational, exciting stories about people who are actually living out their calling, this is an encouraging podcast for you. So you can find out more at DorisSwift.com, and there's a bunch of freebies that are available there. Some of the things that I'm looking over some past episodes right now. Things that people are talking about. There's a doctor that's talking about serenity and health and how God intersects that. There's someone talking about finding joy in homeschooling. And also for someone who's older, and the name of this one is You're Never Too Old for New Adventures with God. And I love that. I'm grateful for that. And also one from someone who's actually sponsored the podcast in the past, Grace Fox, How to Apply God's Word and How It Brings Hope in Crisis and Calm in Chaos. So these are just some of the past episodes that you can go into the archives and find. But if you subscribe to it, then every week you'll receive a new podcast. These are highly encouraging. And again, this is the Fierce Calling podcast by Doris Swift, and you can find out more at DorisSwift.com. Thanks, Doris, for sponsoring the podcast.